Are you a K-5 teacher gearing up for the new school year? Feeling a mix of excitement and nerves about getting everything ready before the first bell rings? Don't worry, I've got you covered. In today's video, I'm sharing five key preparation tasks that you need to conquer before the first week of school. From turning your classroom into a learning wonderland, refreshing your curriculum, planning engaging lessons, to establishing a foolproof morning routine and fostering strong parent relationships, I'm here to help make sure that your back-to-school transition is as smooth as possible. Stick around to discover some actionable tips that will help you set your students up for a successful year of learning. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy.
What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad you found us on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we are chatting all about prepping for back to school, so grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or just turn the volume up on your drive and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. As a teacher, the anticipation and preparations for the new school year can be both exciting and overwhelming. These crucial tasks to tackle the week before school starts will ensure that you and your students are primed for a year full of learning and growth. Tip number one, organize your classroom. Now, this may seem like a no-brainer, but a welcoming and well-organized classroom can promote better concentration and facilitate learning among students. Think about the layout of your classroom. Desks should be arranged in a way that allows easy movement and encourages collaboration. Remember to create designated areas for specific activities like reading corners or group work zones. Your desk should be positioned to allow an unobstructed view of all your students if you're going to have a desk. Now, classroom decoration is important too. Create visual displays of schedules, class rules, learning objectives, and motivational quotes. A well laid out and vibrant classroom signals the start of an exciting learning journey. However, leave space for your students to create a space that belongs to them. One of my favorite things to do was to put up only that stuff that was necessary or deemed necessary and leave as much blank wall space as possible for my students to fill in with either anchor charts or their own work that they create throughout the school year. Now, tip number two is refresh your curriculum. Now, I get it. A lot of our curriculum is given to us by our school district, but a refreshed and updated curriculum can make a significant difference in student learning outcomes. Spend time evaluating the previous year's curriculum. What worked well? Which areas need improvement? Based on this analysis, adjust your teaching strategies and adapt your approach to better serve your students. Even if you have a district mandated curriculum, it is still important for you as a teacher to make sure that you evaluate it each year and make sure that you don't need to make some adjustments to benefit your students. Integrating hands-on and digital resources offers a varied learning experience. Using tools such as our math and literacy centers for K through fifth grades, these resources provide exciting ways to teach key concepts, and it makes lesson planning and the actual lessons for your students and even review more engaging. You can check the description for links and more information. Now, differentiated instruction acknowledges that students learn in different ways and at different paces. Incorporating resources such as our reading comprehension passages for second through fourth grades allows students at different reading levels to engage with the same content in a way that suits their abilities. You can find links to those in the description as well. Now, tip number three is to plan the first week's lessons. Yes, I know some of these seem like no-brainers if you are a veteran teacher, but trust me, even as a veteran teacher, sometimes we think, oh, we can just skate by. But thorough planning sets the stage for a smooth and successful first week of school. When planning your lessons, ensure that they align with your broader curriculum goals and standards. Detailed lesson plans can help maintain focus and ensure that each lesson contributes to the overall learning objectives for your school year. Now, having all necessary materials prepared and within reach during lessons also reduces downtime and keeps your students engaged. From textbooks to art supplies, you need to ensure that you have everything you need for your first week's lessons and it's readily available. This is going to help cut down on behavior issues as well. Now, tip number four is to establish a morning routine. This seems to be when a lot of chaos happens in the class and it sets the tone for the day. Creating a morning routine can help you start each school day in a calm and focused manner. Consider your morning logistics. What time do you need to wake up to get ready and leave the house? Is there traffic to consider on your commute? Establishing a consistent morning routine for yourself can help eliminate unnecessary stress. You can also establish a morning routine in your classroom with resources such as our spiral review for first through third grades. This can provide a structured start to each day as your students come in the classroom and promote a focused and engaged learning environment from the get-go. Now, tip number five is to connect with your parents. Building a positive relationship with your parents fosters a supportive learning environment for your students. Sending a welcome letter to parents the week before school starts provides a friendly introduction and offers insight into your teaching style, expectations, and goals for the year. Clear and regular communication with your parents is invaluable. Let parents know your preferred method of communication, be it email, phone calls, or a class app. Assure them that their involvement and feedback are welcomed and valued. By ticking off these tasks in the week before school starts, you can ensure a smooth start to your school year, fostering a productive and positive learning environment for all of your students. Thanks for tuning into the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out the other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for links to any resources that were mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't done so already, we would appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like you find the show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to shoot us a DM on Instagram and let us know what you thought of today's episode. And if you found it helpful, take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging us at Farrah Henley Education and tag your teacher bestie as well so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.